This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Germ Lane Gremlins.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Look at this illustration. What's going on the back of this guy's left leg?
I think that it's his, like, he's scratching the back of his knee.
Oh, I guess, yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, no, his arm's like stretching back behind his little pike. And yeah, he's back there just kind of like, oh, he's getting some real good top calf action.
Those didn't read as fingers to me. It looked like he just had like a reverse knee thing.
He had a little tumor popping out.
If in like a human centipede situation, what if somebody like kidnapped you and just gave you kneecaps on the back as well?
That's so suck. I couldn't walk?
Yeah, you just say, well, you'd walk around like a weird like nutcracker man.
I mean, I'd be walking around like a taller Cotton Hill.
Yeah.
Is what would happen. Yeah. No.
That's my first thought when I saw this.
Yeah, my first thought when I saw this was, what a sloppy illustration.
It's pretty sloppy.
Yeah.
It's my boy doing it, so it's like it's got the like rich detail and stuff.
Right, but yeah.
There's some slop in the line work.
Oh, I mean, there's lots of slop in the gut, too. I like the slop in the gut. That's funny. But
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. These things are pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you think they wear clothes, but it's just, they're like Sharpays.
Yep.
Like,
it's like, no, yeah,
they have lots of extra skin.
Yeah, they've got 2.5 persons worth of skin, you know, to yeah. what makes it look like a, you know, like a, ooh, he's going to the gym. Ooh, go ahead,
cool,
Gary.
Cool. Or instead of them having two, because these things are only 2 feet tall. Imagine somebody put a spell on you and just your organs, bones, and muscles shrank, but your skin didn't.
Oh, geez.
That's what these things are.
Yeah. Ooh. What is that? Yeah. What is that loincloth made out of?
Not skin.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Oh, that's his pubes. That's,
yeah. His belly pubes.
Yeah, and his ass pubes. Yeah, hanging down from the skin. Back. Okay.
Yeah, that ass pubes thing is pretty rough.
What do ass pubes disgust you, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay. So these guys, they don't really have a language. When they speak, they just sound like bats or rats. So
yeah. Beep, beep, beep. They're like little rat lords. Yeah. It's like how I'm playing Dishonored 2. Like they're little kings of the rats. Which I can get down with. There's kind of, for like this getting 2 pages, there's almost not really enough here.
There really isn't.
I was expecting a lot more. Like, they're little thieves. They're vile little dickheads, you know, like so many of these things.
They have Napoleon complexes.
Yes. Yeah. That's kind of their hook. Like they're upset that other, you know, other humanoids get more respect and stuff than them because they're a distant offshoot of gnomes, which what does that say about the rest of the gremlins? Like this is a subset of gremlins. We call this thing just a germlane, but it's gremlin, germlane.
Well, what, so what does that say about the one gnome who fucked a gremlin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they're scavengers like the mites are.
Yeah. You know, yeah. They're very similar to mites, except like just kind of grosser and like has more skin. I was waiting this entire time for them to say that some of them ride on giant rats.
Oh yeah. Because they're rat buddies.
And they have giant rats with them. The line just never happens, though. Like, I'm like furiously edging to imagine one of these things like riding a giant rat. And also, so they're 2 feet tall and they can throw these darts 120 yards. Isn't that a long throw?
Yeah, that's
like I have no conception of what 120 yards is, but that's pretty long, right?
I mean, it's longer than a football field. It's 1/5 longer than a football field.
Yeah, that's bonkers.
Yeah.
This guy's got hoop dreams. There's hoops in football, right?
No, it's what they have to throw the football through.
They kind of they have a dungeon ecology element to them too, which is kind of interesting, where like they just like clean up dungeons, which is a little bit frustrating because that's what gelatinous cubes do as well.
And also carrion crawlers, they're all kinds of janitors, but I have to say, of the ones we've seen so far, this is the most janitor-esque.
He does look like a janitor. Like if you put some coveralls on this guy, he could like walk in. Man, there was a guy in our high school.
Buff is not a toy.
But no, check this. So in our high school, our janitor, guy who had some kind of, you know, was not mentally all there. You know, okay. So I feel a little bit bad about this. But his whole thing, so he looked a lot like this dude, like this illustration.
Yeah.
And the only thing he said to students is, like, if you were sitting on a table, he would just go like, tables are for glasses, not for asses. Really, really loud. And you could get him to, like, that was like the only thing he said.
Okay.
It was amazing. Like, you know, just coming in, you just hear this guy scream that like 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Like in high school. Like, it was very, very weird. But he had a good point. And,
Oh, you know, it's that cavalier attitude that makes kids sit on tables and hip teachers turn the chair around and turn their hat around and say,
yeah,
we've had a lot of fun here today.
You go through a lot of phases. Like, when you're very young, everything is a toilet. And then you get a little bit older, and then everything's a chair.
Right.
And then eventually, when you get to be an adult, everything's a fucking nightmare.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.